With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Cassandra Peterson, who plays Elvira, how are you?
I'm good. I'm busy.
Yeah.
Just around the corner.
I can see that. This is your time of year.
It sure is.
And you have a new book out. That's pretty exciting. The book is called, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark?
Yeah, it's a big, large format coffin table book.
Oh, I see. I see what you did there.
And it's got like over 350 pictures of yours cruelly from the very beginning of my career, which started in 1981. Up until the present day. So it's kind of interesting to see how the characters sort of changed and evolved. And, you know, for anybody who's a fan of horror or Halloween or the whole goth movement, it kind of makes a fantastic gift.
1981, 35 years. How does that happen? And it seems like there are only a few people that enjoy careers that long. And you got lucky enough to be one of them. How do you go? Because you started off as like just a local TV character, right?
Yeah, I was just hosting horror movies on a local TV station here in Los Angeles. And, you know, I don't know how it happened, but it just kind of took off immediately. I was not prepared for it. And I think how it continues to go and it keeps growing is that it's kind of attached to a holiday, you know? So even though you may not see a lot of Elvira during the rest of the year, Halloween rolls around and I'm back again. Kind of become the Santa Claus of Halloween, you know?
You kind of are. Like, we have, like, you know, the monsters and stuff like that, but they're not real characters that I can talk to. Elvira is a real character. Do you like that you can kind of take a hiatus the other 11 months and then October you are all about Elvira?
Yeah, you know, the funny part is I don't take a hiatus. I wish, oh my God. I spend the other 11 months getting ready for Halloween, and that is merchandising and licensing and the television shows I do or the films or the books I'm putting together or the music that I do. Endless stuff, you know, for Elvira. So that takes up the rest of my year, just prepping for Halloween. And then, of course, when Halloween rolls around, I wish there were three of me because I have so many gigs during that month that I can hardly keep up with it.
I'm sure. What has been some of the hardest parts of maintaining that character's popularity for 35 years?
Fitting in a dress would be one.
Yeah, I gotta say, you are every much of a knockout now as you ever were. And I know that I'm trying not to be piggish about it. I'm sure you've done lots of interviews that get like that. But for a lot of people, me included, you were the introduction for a lot of boys and some girls into the whole gothic sexuality, which is very much a big part of horror. That's got to be an honor for you, right?
Yeah, it has been a big part. A lot of people have grown up with me, you know, since I've been around 35 years. A lot of my fans, of course, were born, you know, way after I began the character. And they've grown up in a world where they've always known Elvira, and she's always been around. So it's strange. My fans are getting younger and younger. For a while there, in the 90s, I thought maybe my fans were going to die off. They were getting older, you know, and all of a sudden, my fans are getting younger and younger. So it just continues.
Hello? You there?
Yes.
Oh, okay, sorry. I think you dropped out there for a second.
On the phone doing interviews since 5:30 this morning, and my phone is starting to die.
Oh no! Okay, yeah. we'll try to wrap it up shortly here. Do you still stay up to date with horror films like you used to?
You know, I see some of them. I think the last one I saw was The Witches, and I see some of them that come out, but That's not as much in my wheelhouse as the old classic films that I really love those films. I like the films that I can make fun of and get some humor out of. So a lot of the films that are out there today, although there are some good ones, they're not really, and you know, kind of like I said, in my wheelhouse, they're not really.
Although the one that you mentioned,
out there, you know,
The Witch definitely felt kind of like one of the old, like Universal horror films, where it was very atmospheric and very scary.
Yeah, it really was like this. It had that vibe, the scary, you know, old. I don't know, a bit more like a scary story that you would tell around the campfire.
Totally.
You know? That's what I think I really like, those kind of spooky stories. Not so much with all the CGI and all the special effects.
No, I totally agree with you. How do you feel that Universal is kind of rebooting all the old Universal monster movies?
Well, I'm thrilled. I mean, I just can't believe it, that they haven't done it way, way before this. So I am absolutely thrilled any of these of the old monsters, you know, making a comeback, because they're in people's subconscious forever. They're never going to go away, and so they really need to utilize those and bring those out for a whole new generation.
Totally, and I'm excited to see how they're going to mix all of the films together, kind of like what Marvel does, you know, with crossover. I'm very interested to see that. And Elvira, you are literally a legend, you know, so it's really cool for you to take some time out, even with a dying phone, to come on Gavin Grades the Movies.
I didn't expect that to happen. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm happy to take time out. Thank you for doing this interview.
Absolutely, and your book is out now, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Oh, you can get it on Elvira.com and at local bookstores, too, but yeah, it's all over the place this month.
Very cool. Elvira, have a happy Halloween.
You too. Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.